Welcome, my brethren and my sisters. Welcome and peace to this Memorial Day 2021, year three. For Elohim, I am the host, the show, America's Haile Selassie. As we proceed to say shalom, we say peace, we say assalamu alaikum. We say everything to what we call Moses and Muhammad's people all the time through the bloodline of Ibrahim, through King Solomon and Haile Selassie. Big shout out to all the Rastafarians all over the world. Big shout out to all those input daily, the reading and the scriptures of the divine walk in life. We have no hate. We have love for all humanity, for all tribal people. We do as the wisest man Solomon has done, and we teach humanity to uplift itself. I will commence to read today from the book, and we will begin to understand the many things that's going on in the world today. I will read today from the book of Daniel. Daniel was a prophet, as you will see. I will go to Daniel's first chapter. It says, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, who was the king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, he was the king of Babylon, to Jerusalem and besieged it. It means he took over. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hands, with some of the vessels of the house of Jah. And he brought them to the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and placed the vessels in the treasury of his God, commanded Ashpenaz, who was his chief conch, to bring some of the people of Israel, both of the royal family and those of nobility. He asked them to bring a youth without blemish, those who were considered to be handsome and skillful in all wisdom, endowed with the knowledge, understanding, learning, and competence to serve in the king's palace, the letters and the language of the Chaldeans. So the king assigned them a daily portion of rich food, which the king ate, and of the wine which he drank. They were to be educated for 3 years, and at the end of time, they were to stand before the king. Amongst these three was Daniel, which is Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah of the tribe of Judah. Now, when we talk about this Judah, we read from the book of Daniel, the first six chapters, the sixth is the letter Wa, which means joining. This is why they use the word six for sex, to join together. The six is a wa, W-A, and it's used to join letters together in communications to bring forth sounds and syllables, tonation, words. It's the building using symbols to make sounds, to make words, to have defined or definition. Okay? So in the seven, which is the number of completion, every number represents more than just you say the number and that's what it is. It goes into its own realization. And this is what America teaches now, teaches the M for Moses and then the M for what they called Mohammed, which was actually the Q, which was the Quraysh tribe. But we take it all the way back to what we call Abraham, and then we go back all the way to Noah, and this is where the whole world, humanity, is covered by the rainbow. And the rainbow is the motion of what they call the planet Nibiru, which was a ship the size of a planet that travels throughout the galaxy. These things that were not taught before because of the time that was living before and before the means of what we call today science. So it says, and the chief of the eunuchs gave them names. Daniel, he called him Belshazzar, and Ananias, they called it Shadrach, and Mishael, he called it Meshach, and Azariah, he called Abednego. Daniel resolved that he would not divine himself with the king's rich food or with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he asked the chief of the eunuchs to allow him to defile himself. And God gave Daniel favor and companion in the sight of the chief of the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear lest for my lord the king, who appointed your food and your drink, should see that you were in poorer condition than the youths who are of your own age. So you would endanger my head with the king. Then Daniel said to the steward, whom the chief of the eunuchs had appointed over Daniel, Ananias, Mishael, Azariah, test your servants for 10 days. Let us be given vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance and the appearance of the youth who eat the king's rich food observed by you, and according to what you see, deal with your servants. So he hearkened to them in this manner and tested them for 10 days. At the end of 10 days, it was seen that they were better in appearance and farther and fatter in the flesh than all the youths who ate the king's rich food. So the steward took away their rich food and the wine they were to drink and gave them vegetables. We stop at this right there, the one in the sixth. We went from 1 to 6, and then we went from 7 to 16, which is 9, which 9 is the 6. To be more educated, when you read these things, those who try to teach you lies and trickery, buffoonery, they don't know the science that's embedded in your DNA. So I just want you to know that these things that we say with the infinite flow to manifest the truth and let the light grow. Says these four youths, God did, or we say, Jah, gave them learning and skills and all letters and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding and all visions and dreams. So now we're talking about language and letters and wisdoms. I just broke down to you that the symbols that they call numbers have made people brain numb. They don't realize that numbers represent a big part in what the representation in the communication is put down in the writing. Daniel was also giving what we call the etheric opening of the crown chakra, what we call galactical travel, which they call vision. He's giving wisdom, wise words, wise thoughts to calculate from the brain and the waves sent to the brain, to the mind, or what we call the mental plane. So he was given skill in all letters, all wisdom, wise. And then your understanding in all visions and dreams. At the end of that time when the king was for about 2 years, when the king had commanded that they should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king spoke with them, and among them all, none was found like Daniel, Ananiah, and Mishael, and Azariah. Every manner of wisdom and understanding concerning which the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and the enchanters that were in his kingdom. And Daniel continued into the first year of King Cyrus. In the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar had dreams and his spirit was troubled. And he slept, commanded that the magicians, the enchanters, the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans be summoned to tell the king his dreams. So they came in and stood before the king. And the king said to them, I know a dream, and my spirit is troubled to know the dream. Then the Chaldeans said to the king, O king, live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. The king answered to the Chaldeans, the word from me is sure. If you do not make known to me the dream and its interpretation, you shall be torn limb from limb, and your houses shall be laid in ruins. But if you show me the dream and its interpretation, you shall receive the gift from me and rewards and great honor. Therefore, show me the dream and its interpretation. They answered a second time, let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will show its interpretation. The king answered, I know with certainty that you are trying to gain time, because you see that the word from me is sure. And if you do not make the dream known to me, there is but one sentence for you. You have agreed to speak lying and corrupt words before me till the times change. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall know that you can show me its interpretation. The Chaldeans answered the king, there is not a man on earth who can meet the king's demand, for no great and powerful king has asked such a thing of any magician or enchanter or a Chaldean. The thing that the king asks is difficult, and no one can show it to the king except the gods dwelling is not with flesh. Because of this, the king was angry and very furious and commanded that all the wise men of Babylon be destroyed. So the decree went forth that the wise men were to be slain, and they sought Daniel and his companions to slay them. Then Daniel replied with prudence and discretion to Arioch, who was the captain of the king's guard, who had gone out to slay the wise men of Babylon. He said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is this decree severe? Then Arioch made the matter known to Daniel, and Daniel went in and brought the king to appoint him a time that he may show to the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the matter known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, and told them to seek mercy of Jah of heaven concerning this mystery, so that Daniel and his companions may not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision of the night, and Daniel blessed the God of heaven, and Daniel said, blessed be the name of Jah forever and ever. Be the name of Jah forever and ever. To whom belong wisdom and might. He changes times and seasons. He removed kings and also set up kings. He gave wisdom to the wise and the knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and mysterious things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. Praise. For thou hast given me wisdom and strength, and as now made known to me what we ask of thee, for thou hast made known to us the king's matter. We're going to leave you with this part right here, and we're going to come back, and we're going to break it down to you so you will know definitely what's going on, what's popping.